Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
26th.
Yeah, it's the day after Thanksgiving. It's Bob.
It's Max.
We're off to F&M on this dreary day that doesn't even look like the sun rose.
I don't even know if it actually did. I was inside all day. I slept till like freaking 2 and... Actually, no, not till 2, but I slept till like 12.
I wish I could... I've never been able to sleep that late. Anyways, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good, except for at the way in, my father ended up demeaning himself and ended up ruining it a little bit.
Oh, joy. Did you end up having it at his house, or...?
No, it was at our uncle's. We went down to Zion.
Oh, okay.
But no, I was the one that was elected to pull the stuffing out of the bird. All
right.
Put it all in a bowl. Went to set down the bowl, and my hand's all greasy. Bowl slipped out, went face down, and ended up on the table. So it was a good save. The fact that the table was clean, so we just scooped it all back in the bowl. But I definitely got called special for that one.
Yep. Well, Wednesday after work, we ended up working a full day.
Mm-hmm.
I went over to pick up my stepdad's deep fryer setup.
Okay.
Well, I pull up and everything's parked or sitting in his yard. I'm like, oh, okay, he's got it all off me. I walk over and say, oh, shit, it's hot.
What?
He fired up a bird today.
Oh.
So I go in and talk with him. I'm like, yeah, it's still too hot to put in there. He's like, don't worry, I got this figured out. Took his oil catch for, like, oil change, put the pan inside of that, and then used vice grips to clamp the lid on to the stainless steel pot.
Okay.
And drove home with the oil still in the pot and left it in my car overnight with everything. Well, yesterday morning when I went to go get everything set up, car just smelled like deep fried turkey. Just like, oh my god, it smells so good. So we ended up firing the bird up. We fired the oil up at about 11. I don't know, it was about quarter to 11. 12-pound bird. Took us just about 45 minutes to cook.
I've never done deep fried turkey. My aunt says she's gonna do it next year.
Oh, you should have told me. I would have been like, let's have dinner of leftover deep fried turkey at my house.
Yeah.
Because it, for like the next week, it heats up and it tastes the same.
Yeah.
Because of the oils in it. Because we use peanut oil.
Mm-hmm.
But, took about 20 minutes to get the oil up to temperature, went in, and I was just gonna do the deep fried turkey with no spices. Well, Tony's like, no, you gotta do it, otherwise it's gonna taste funny. I'm like, never done it without seasons. I just wanna try it. Here, let me violate this bird 6 ways to Sundays. So he went over, made like a butter mix with all the spices and seasonings, yeah. And then just started shoving it in the bird. Came out all right. I just wanna try a deep fried turkey with no seasonings, no injections, nothing. But Tony and I sat outside. Put my shroud from my old washer around to protect the flame so the wind didn't knock it out.
Yeah.
We drank beer for the next 45 minutes.
One way to do it.
Pulled the bird out, and it sat, it went right to 160 for the internal temperature, so we took it in, let it sit for 20 minutes, chopped it up, and instead of having to wait until like 1:30, 2 o'clock eat, everybody got there at 1 and we ate a quarter after.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it worked out perfectly. And then I just let the oil cool off, and I put it back in my car, let it sit overnight, add some more deep fry smell to my car, and took it back this morning. And then we have the second Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
With my family. Oh, yeah. If you need car work done, I'll give you my brother's card. Because we just put up his 24-foot shed.
Okay.
Well, carport.
Yeah.
So, he's like, I put about, like, $3,000 into this thing. I need to start making my money back. Well, I know a guy who always breaks his car and needs it fixed.
That's what it is. Usually I just fix it myself because then I don't have to pay someone to do it.
I mean, I know you don't sometimes you have to pay Mike, but Tony will probably be able to do the same thing. It's not much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I paid double the value of brakes. I paid the value of the brakes in work to when I did my front brakes.
Yeah.
Because I just figured out now that the brakes were only like about $100.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually $100 for pads and rotors.
That went well, except for when I did the other side on Sunday. When I put everything back together, mm-hmm. It didn't sit right. The bolt didn't sit right in there, so it was still leaking. So I'm like, oh, why is it leaking? Yeah, the bolt that... I just undid the brake line just a little bit so I can bleed back right out there. realize this now afterwards, but yeah, when I put it all back, because I did it the other side, it didn't work just fine, but when I put it back together on this side, it didn't want to sit right, so I was like, oh, why is it still leaking and all that stuff, and then ended up pulling it all the way off, which then let all the brake fluid out of the caliper.
So you had to bleed the hell out of your brakes?
It was only like 2 pumps before it was finally finished, but the fact is I didn't have brakes, and it was like 8 o'clock at night, so I ended up missing Monday.
Oh, that sucks.
It doesn't suck that bad, but it's not like I missed Wednesday or anything.
It was a long 3 days at work for me. Fucking Elenos on top of Elenos on top of Elenos. And once again, I fucked up one of them and I forgot to move the centerpiece. So, like, Tuesday we were supposed to ship 6 out and we were only able to ship 4. Like, I come in Wednesday, I just cut the parts. Like, oh my god, I just want this day to be done and over with.
Yeah.
But tonight's, I don't know what's going to happen tonight, because they're doing EMA drafts, and I guess a lot of people are coming down for them.
Mm.
I actually grabbed my limited set sleeves in case I decide to.
Oh, well, I only have $5 on me, so I'm not.
Oh, so you're keen. It's like McDonald's dollar menu for dinner?
I'm not even hungry. I ate before I came.
Okay. There hasn't been any magic news.
No news, no big news, anything. No, that's about it.
I was really surprised because I thought Wizards of the Coast would. Well, they might be saving it for Christmas, but I thought they were going to spoil like a mechanic from either Revolt.
Mm.
They might. I thought they might. Christmas. I'm pretty sure we will get Tezzeret.
Yeah.
If he has a new card.
Yeah. I mean. We'll get Tezzeret's new card, basically.
Yeah, I think that'll be the first spoiler. They'll do it on Christmas Day, because that's what they did not last year, but the year before with Ugin.
We're going to get another 4.4 ability Planeswalker? What?
Oh. I mean, they could do it with...
They actually could. It would be kind of cool.
I mean, his three ability... The only one Planeswalker they've had of him was a 7-drop with 3 abilities.
I was talking about Tez, but beyond that.
But what I'm saying is I think they could do.
Well, I think now with the. I think they could really just start doing 4 on every single one now.
I think they realize they can do 4 so long as it's not a. The Planeswalker doesn't pump too much on its loyalty.
Yeah.
It doesn't protect itself, and its ultimate doesn't win the game.
Yeah. And then that just is a. Break of the game.
Yeah, it's a win more situation.
Oh, and then that storm question came up. It's like, how do you beat the storm?
Oh, yeah. It took me a while to figure out. I ended up having to look at a few of the comments down in the post. Because I was like, there's no way you can stop the passing flames and resolving.
Yeah, and the way they had it was to end up countering the passing flames when it was on.
Well, no.
Well, counter it and then surgical extract it with your fetch on the stack.
Yeah, and that's the only way that you can win in that scenario.
Yeah.
The way that you wanted to hit was...
Well, I was going to say... Well, I was going to point out...
What? Taking out the Cabal Rituals?
As you take out the Cabal Rituals, they don't have enough mana to storm off.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do, man.
Not enough.
Yes, there was 2 Lion's Eye Diamonds and 2 Dark Rituals in the
They only had 10 mana total. Yeah. Actually, sorry, 13 mana.
Yeah, there was still enough.
Mm-mm.
Yes. There was absolutely enough.
Hmm. It's probably just smarter to counter the passive flames rather than letting it resolve.
Well, you can't let a passive flames resolve in that instance, no matter what you do. As soon as it resolves, they have the storm, and then they have the tutor sitting there in the graveyard.
Yeah. But either way.
Yeah. And then you were sending me crappy decks. I mean,
I sent you a deck list because back when you had mentioned about Smuggler's Copter and Bitter Blossom, I finally just sat there and was like, maybe I should try building a deck like this. And I started building it and I started thinking about Tez pieces and all that stuff.
I just don't see Tez pieces working with Smuggler's Copter, Max, and Bitter Blossom. It's kind of backwards because you're already running Copter Sword.
Yeah.
You just go really... in more on that.
Yeah, it was...
Because that can give you more guys.
Well, that's where the weird thing was, is it doesn't have... The pieces that I added to add in Bitter Blossom and Spoiler Scepters 4 and 4, I think that would remove Mr. X, Board Wipes, and I think one Staring Bridge. And then Tez is to the side. And then that's like that you're tearing
horrible.
Apart the deck.
That seems horrible. That seems just terrible. I'd rather just start up. Like, there was a guy who played Blue Black Fairies in MTGL.
Yeah.
And went 5-0 using pretty much Legacy Fairies with Smuggler Copter.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get Force of Wills, you get Dazes, you get Spell Sputter Strikes.
No, I forgot about that one.
All your creatures then keep adding on, and all of them can pile up the Smuggler's Copter.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't think the deck... I think if for some tech or whatever, it could be at least tryable, but...
I don't think it's viable in an FNM.
But just the mechanic of adding in Bitter Blossom.
I don't like trying to add in packages to established decks unless it's been shown to be effective. Yeah, I don't even have a Legacy deck together.
Well, we still have the Gauntlet, so it's not like it's a big deal.
Well, I was listening to the band Deathblade.
Oh, you were thinking of building that up?
Yeah, the only thing I need is 2 Gideons out of it.
Oh, okay. The Gideon Juros?
No, the Gideon Zendikar.
Yeah, he's probably cheap right now, I think.
No, he's still sitting at like $30.
Really? He's still up there.
He's a 4 of in pretty much every white deck, Max.
Oh, that's a fair point.
Don't forget, he doesn't rotate until next fall.
That is a fair point. He isn't showing any... It's not like he hasn't shown any play.
And then tomorrow is the ever-popular Standard Showdown event.
That's going on every weekend.
For the next 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a standard deck for it, and I think it's just a good pack cash grab.
Well, all that they're trying to do is get people to play Standard.
Yeah.
By giving out those 3-card booster packs. Which I don't know if you heard what LG's doing.
No, I have never paid attention to LG. Yeah,
they're doing it. Everybody, if you enter and you actually play all 3 rounds,
yeah,
you will get one of the prize packs.
Okay.
If you, whoever 3-0s, gets a booster box.
Okay.
But you have to play out all 3 rounds. You can't just get your pack and drop.
Oh, okay.
So, I might just show up with 60 islands.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it's going for the next 3 weeks, right?
4.
4 weeks? So that means it goes into December.
Yeah. That's what I say, man. I mean, I don't know what the entry fee is.
I mean, it's probably $10 to $20.
Yeah, but I won't put that out. But yeah, I might just go. I mean, I gotta see. Because I actually have plans next or tomorrow. And I don't know what time it starts at. But yeah, I mean, if it's like $5 to enter, yeah, I'll just go in with 60 islands.
I don't think it's gonna be $5 to enter the way that thing works.
I mean,
they're giving a showdown pack.
They're giving it for free, Max. It doesn't cost the stores anything.
Oh, well, still. You know, Jason usually hands it.
Yeah. But as I say, I'm gonna go check their thing and find out because, say, if it's easy, if it's like $5-$10, yeah, what the hell? I'll enter. Oh, nope. I drew nothing but lands.
I mean, you can also just steal my deck.
I don't care.
At least it's a little bit entertaining. That way you're not just wasting your time.
Do you really think I would take Standard serious, Max?
You know, it's not serious. It's not a serious deck. I built it.
I just show up. Yep. Get about 3 draws in. Yep, I'm flooding out. Go to the next game.
don't tell anyone you're only on islands.
Yep. 75 islands.
Just act like you're pissed all the time, like you know we are.
Yep. Just flood it out. Show up without sleeves, too.
Shit, just show up and go over to the banner mana rack.
My deck.
Oh, that would be funny. That'd be entertaining.
But they only have 8 spots each week.
Yeah.
As I said, I don't care. As I say, this is just Wizards of the Coast struggling to try and get people interested in playing Standard to sell boxes because sales are going to be down across the board come March.
Yeah. But no, when I was testing out the deck that I had brewed, I ended up facing a black-white deck. Now, this one was kind of weird, because it played, so I was playing against it, and I do a Thoughtseize on his hand, because this is back when I was turning Thoughtseize in the deck and not having Chalice. But, I see the artifact that, when there's the battlefield, you can pay any amount of life, and then put whatever counters or whatever, or you make X tokens.
You mean put an XX creature into play? Phyrexian Processor?
There was an artifact that just made tokens.
Yeah, the Phyrexian Processor. When it enters the battlefield, pay X life, tap it, one, put an XX token into play?
Yep, that
Phyrexian
deck.
Processor.
So, I was playing as that thing. I'm like, oh, okay. And in the sideboard games, he brings in Karlov. Whenever you gain life, you put two counters on him.
Yeah.
You get six, remove six counters, exile target creature. He also played Authority of the Council. Creatures and artifacts your opponents control enter the battlefield tapped.
You mean blind obedience?
No. And whenever a creature enters the battlefield, your opponent's battlefield, you gain one life. It's from Kaladesh. It's the one mana. Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Against that deck that I was playing, that put a Bitter Blossom each turn.
Yeah, you lost hardcore.
I lost, yeah. But, yeah, it seemed kind of weird and stuff. I actually almost want to try and brew something for that. Because Karlov seems actually pretty strong.
Until somebody goes Abrupt Decay.
Yeah, but, I mean, a lot of decks can be killed by Abrupt Decay. It's the dies by removal thought there.
Yeah, and that's why I don't like hinging your deck on one card.
Well, again, it doesn't need to be hinged on one card. There's like multiple different cards. Because you can still play the X-Mana spell. And...
Oh, crap. I just forgot to mention to you, AJ.
Oh.
Too late.
Too late. It would be kind of nice to play against Reanimator a bit, but...
Well, Eli has it if he's there.
Well, isn't with AJ trying to learn any Reanimator.
Oh.
Because it is kind of entertaining. Because he started picking it up, but never really figured anything out. Because he's just like, I'm just not going to take it seriously. I'm just like, why the hell?
Well, see, that's the difference. If you're going to sit down and play games with friends, okay, yeah. But if you actually want to sit down and learn, you got to tell them, hey, play serious. Play for the win. Because I've watched it where somebody will sit down and be like, yeah, I'm just playing with my friends. Oh, I'm going to this tournament. Oh, I beat my friends. Why can't I win this tournament?
Yeah. Well, it's like, well, AJ will play serious. It's just when you try and give him help and all that, he just goes, I'm just kind of playing. I'm not really.
Oh, make sure you sit down before him and be like, hey, I want to learn this matchup. I'm taking this serious. I want you to play right.
He does. While the cards are shuffled and he's got cards in his hand, it's serious to him. But in between the rounds when you're trying to help him out and how he can probably change his plays and all that,
tell them before, and hey, between each game, we're going to discuss where each person went wrong or what good moves. I'm trying to learn.
Yeah.
Reinforce it. No clue what I want for dinner.
As I said, I already ate, so I'm not.
I'm trying to decide.
I don't know. That was a black white deck that I saw that I may want to build into.
I don't know. Gimmicky.
Yeah, and then I started looking into other dual commander builds and all that because after actually playing the format and getting to understand the meta a little bit, I think I was gonna build the blue white 4 mana makes your opponent's spells cost more and your blue and white spells cost less.
Oh, Grand Arbiter?
That guy. No, do him Arbiter with like a thought. Do like a taxes build with him.
Well, yeah, it's. I mean, Blake played that in multiplayer for years on end.
So, that was my thought, but.
There you're playing a control shell, so that's a new learning style for you.
I mean, Tez is, I consider, more control than Prism, but...
Yeah, but you don't play it right. You don't know when to play control and when to play Prism.
Something beyond that, I really don't have much to talk about.
Yeah. I have nothing. nothing else either. It's only... As I say, it was a light week for Magic.
Yeah. What was the holiday card going to be? Did you hear about that?
Thopter Pi Network.
That's what it was. Oh, yeah, and then
you
put...
If you're eating during your upkeep, put a 1-1 Thopter into play, I think it is, or something like that. Yeah. Saturday, I went to LG.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody there but D&Ders.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
There was a couple of guys over playing board games that Mark tried to get me on. Nah, I'm just here to... shuffle cards. Don't want to throw dice. I sat over in the room because it was Aaron and all them playing for playing 5th edition.
Mm-hmm.
Just sorted through my cards a little bit. Took apart Loeb. Nobody showing up. I'm heading home. Ended up going to Walmart. Picked up stuff for Sunday breakfast. And then I went home and fell asleep before SNL even came on.
Last Saturday I ended up sleeping.
Yeah. I didn't even go down to for Legacy. I just stayed at my brother-in-law's for helping for Skylar's party. Oh god, that was a chaos.
Huh. Oh well.
That's Jeremy.
Yeah.
Tell them we're in Antioch.
We are in Antioch.
Antioch.
I have added on the way.
Yeah, I mean, I get the idea. Did you say we are Antioch?
Might have. I might have said we are Antioch.
Yes, we are Antioch. Oh my god, Max.
I blame your autocorrect.
No, because you didn't hit IN. Oh my god, Max.
We are Antioch. This is, that sounds like a guitar metal intro.
It sounds like a meme somebody would make out of 300.
Ooh, okay. So, alright, so that's out. So Jeremy's coming down.
Yeah, well, I think he's intent on drafting EMA.
Oh.
Because he wants to get any sneak attacks that come out for trying to complete his legacy deck.
Oh, he still isn't completely complete with that deck?
No, he's been borrowing Jason Schnecks for close to 2 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked at me when we were on our way to SCG Milwaukee, and he's like... Do you have show and tells and sneak attacks? I'm like, yeah, I have them both for when I want to build sneak attack. He goes, I will trade them off of you. I'm like, you can buy them off of me.
Mm.
As I say, the only thing I need out of the sneak attack is 2 City of Traders.
Mm.
Which I might splurge once I get up to Milwaukee. Are you planning on going to GP Milwaukee?
When is that? That's next
not
month?
Next Saturday, the Saturday after the 10th.
Oh, okay, so the second Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'll probably go if I have the money for it.
Okay. I'm going, I don't know if I'm going. I mean, it's a limited, so I kind of want to just enter in and see what I get in my prize pool, and then I can decide if I want to drop or not.
Mm.
Because they put the website up for it, and I don't know what the playmat is and everything, I'll have to look.
Well, if it's a limited, then that means that the Sunday Classic will be Legacy.
No, this is an SCG.
Oh.
This is a GP.
Oh.
This has nothing to do with Star City.
So then there won't be any Legacy?
I mean, there might be Legacy side events.
Oh, so it's mainline limited.
Yeah, this is an actual Wizards event.
So limited sealed?
Yeah, sealed.
Yuck.
There's a heading.
Heading to.
Yeah, heading to Lindenhurst.
Heading to Lindenhurst. I'll keep it at three word sentences.
Oh my god.
You getting car wash?
Yeah. Sales.
Oh, huh. That's a fair point.
Yeah, I just remembered. It's Black Friday, and I don't want to deal with them trying to tell me, oh, trade your car in. I've already been dealing with it for 4 months. Like, literally, like, we make the first payment.
Yeah.
And all we've been getting is every week, we want to buy your car back. So, oh, my God, leave us alone.
Don't actually have that issue.
Yeah, you don't. I made the mistake of buying from a reputable dealer.
That's fair. I don't know, you can register mail as spam.
I wanted to take you to this Embers. It's supposed to be a barbecue place.
Really?
Yeah.
There's not like many people are there.
Jeremy's gonna be on his way.
Okay. We got a cool. Play cool games. Did we ever play any Tez versus Sneak Attack?
Yeah, that one Saturday you came over. The only time you got me was when you were able to start out with like Chalice on one and then Bridge on two or three or into my show and tell. But other than that, I was just able to usually combo off before you had enough counter magic in hand.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That's what I assumed. Recently with Tez, I've been thinking about putting Lily back in the deck.
Just don't like her.
That's the thing. Like, the reason why we pulled her out because it was hard to produce double black, but now that I have Moxes, it's kind of a little bit easier.
Did you ever put Urborg in?
Yeah, Urborg's in there.
Okay.
It's just that the one of.
Oh, okay.
That could be wastelanded, so.
One of and no cantrips to find it.
Yeah. The only cantrip I have is to look for artifacts, and that's about it. And that's on Tessus Plus.
I mean, it might be worth it to try it with Moxes.
Because, I mean, then also, too, when I draw a Mox, then I have a card to discard for free. But it also gets the flip side of the coin of, what the hell do I remove?
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you cut for it out of yours?
But it's not like it's a bad thing to test out.
No. That's the whole point of doing this, Max. You don't just go out and spend $500 on cards that you find out you don't like.
Or spend $300 and then return them.
And that caused you a 6-month boot from the store?
That's one of the causes.
A 3-month boot?
Yeah, that's one of the causes.
11, yeah. Yeah, 3 months. I still say December 1st, you just go in there and be like, what's up, bitches? What are they going to do, kick you out again?
Trust me, I will not be walking in there acting like I'm
like
all
you
changed.
Own the fucking place?
I'm not going to walk in like I'm changed or anything. I'm going to walk in like the same fucking person, even probably more of an asshole.
Just walk in when Mark tries to talk to you, just ignore him when he sits down by you, tries to talk to you, just be like, I don't want to say anything because if I say anything, I'm going to get kicked out.
Yeah.
I'm just glad we lost the beep on the break. Yes, no beep.
I don't know, we might get more toxic stories. Toxic community stories.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think we've already proven the point that it's LG.
Yeah.
And not us, for the most part. Yeah, I mean, granted, I will get toxic, but that fucking place just brings it on itself. And the thing is, I haven't seen Jason since that night that you got booted.
No, wow. Well, I mean, you've only been going in on Saturdays.
Yeah, but I went in on that one Friday and he wasn't there. Now Jake's not even working on Mondays or Fridays anymore. Or no, Jake's still working Fridays because I talked with Kevin last Saturday.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, I just don't go in.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I would go in when Jake was there on Mondays and Fridays, but not anymore.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I just came from there. There was barely nobody there. And when I told him about how I got introduced to Mark, he's like, oh my god, I can't believe you'd say that. I'm like, yeah, trust me.
Yeah, Mark, not a good guy. Well, probably a good guy, just not.
I think he'd be a great guy to sit down, have a beer, play games with, but I just don't see him being a good store manager. But yes, he has done a lot cleaning up that store, getting things organized, and all that, but we got off on the wrong foot for him to be an employee.
Yeah. Oh, and no, I finally started watching Daredevil. That was
pretty good, isn't it?
I was finishing episode 7, which is the one where his old trainer stops by Hell's Kitchen.
Old trainer?
The blind guy.
Oh, Stick.
Yeah, Stick. Yeah, that's the name. I only heard it like twice in this full episode. So
it's right at the end of the episode. Right?
Yeah.
When Elektra gets stabbed. Or no, right?
No, I don't remember. All I know is that he finally was called Stick or whatever. But beyond that, so that was the episode I was just watching. No, it was kind of funny because I was like bored. I'm like, oh, well, all right, well, I'll start watching Daredevil.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
I was watching about halfway through. I was halfway through the first season. The first episode. And I was playing an X-Mage while watching it. And my buddy Jerry came home and he's like, oh, what you watching? And I'm like, oh, Daredevil, it's the first episode, you're not really missing much. And we gave him a quick rundown of what just happened. And he's like, and then he's like, oh, okay. And he gets into it and then he's like, oh, yeah, cool. And I was like, all right, I'm heading to bed. You want the controller so you can keep playing him? He's like, nah. And about like 5 minutes later, I hear this, I hear the intro. I had just gone out and lay in my bed to watch it in my bed.
No, amazing show.
Yeah, it's a good. It's definitely one that keeps you rolling through. You said his ass got kicked a lot. He got kicked, his ass kicked once, really.
In the second season, he gets the shit kicked out of him in the first season multiple times.
Yeah. I mean, people get the shit kicked out of him in any fight movie.
Mm-hmm.
But when particularly getting the shit kicked out of them means they lose the fight. Didn't seem like he lost a lot of them.
Oh, but you do know that. Come on. We have that, like in the first season when he does that long hallway fight.
Somewhat, yes.
That long hallway fight was one shot.
Oh, okay.
They did it on the first try.
Okay.
Then, the fight in season 2 where he's taking the Punisher down the stairs.
I haven't even got to season 2 yet. I'm only in episode 7, season 1.
Oh, season 1. Okay.
Yep. As I said, I literally just met who Stick was.
Stick's not in season 1.
Yeah, he is. Episode 7. I just seriously just watching the episode. That was why I was
holy
like,
holy shit, I'm going to rewatch it. I don't remember
5 minutes
that.
Late.
I do not remember it. Showing up.
Well, that's where you figure out who the hell trained him how to fight like that.
Oh, because
it wasn't his father. It's still kind of funny because it's to see all the interactions between the movie and the now show. The old,
well,
like,
one, the movie was bullshit.
Yeah.
The Ben Affleck movie was total bullshit.
But still seeing that you got some bit of the story, so I kind of understand.
It doesn't cover any of the stories. Read the comic books. They're so much better.
But that means I gotta read.
Yes, I know. Boo frickety hoo. They have them on audiobooks so you can listen to them too. Just like a podcast, you can listen to somebody read you the comic books now. Chopsticks.
Okay.
Haven't had that in a couple of months.
I'm really actually surprisingly not hungry, even though, like, I really actually only ate just a little bit.
You got enough stored up?
Yeah. I don't know, I've been eating less.
You can eat less food, but more often.
No, just really just kind of less, really.
Dieting, why not?
I mean, crap, freaking Tuesday, all I had was a half a jar of honey peanuts. Ugh. I like them, they taste good, but...
Yeah, they taste good, but not eating a half a jar at a sitting.
No, like, it was a... Oh, sorry, it was a small jar.
Oh,
like...
Okay.
It was all they ate that day.
I'm gonna go get... I might stop and get chopsticks, and then I might go get one of the pies, because... Oh, yeah, Marshall will be there tonight.
Oh, cool!
Marshall will be there, Tony should be there, because I think they're doing EMAs.
Oh, yeah, not surprising. Obviously, if everyone's EMAing and you're even EMAing too, it doesn't give me less. Give me less.
I mean, there'll be people to play EDH with. I'm sure there'll be people who also play Legacy. Hey, you want to learn to play Legacy? Here, pick a deck.
Yeah, that's for a point.
Put them on Death and Taxes so you can get experience on Hanston and experience Death and Taxes, and your experiences both grow at the same rate.
Yeah, that's kind of. Except for it's not as fun because when I just can soul roll them. Get the game without having to try.
I still don't think that's a favorable match at any skill level for Tez.
It's not a favorable match for Painter either. Like, it's not a favorable matchup for any deck, really. What deck can actually ruin Death Indexes?
Deathblade.
Okay, complete shit. Beyond that. Alright. A deck that doesn't play Jit. Any deck that doesn't play Jit kinda has issues.
Infect?
No, I think they still have issues.
They have minor issues with that.
So, I mean, Thalia does kind of get in the way.
It does slow them.
And they have enough 1-1s that it kind of... I don't know. I don't actually think the matchup is...
favorable either way.
Favorable either way. I think it could be a 50-50 match.
We are now pulling into the parking lot, so contact info will be at the bottom of the show notes.
As always.
Yep.
Well, that really not always, but just kind of how we're just kind of been doing
it. Well,
they're
always there. They may not be right, but they're always there.
Yeah. Thank you again, Chewy, for letting Bob know he spells it wrong. See y'all.
Those are bright lights.
She's still a creepy super channel, isn't it?
It's so big!
For those people that don't know what the hell happened...
Oh my god, we had a first-time Legacy player!
It was a little kid, like maybe not even 12 years old. Maybe a little or less. But Marshall ended up handing him his Elves deck, which is double-sleeved and everything.
And complete. Marshall completed his legacy deck while he was at Marine basic training, so I will give him credit for that.
But when the kid was holding it and kind of shuffling and all the stuff, he had it in his hands and looks down and goes, "Oh my God, it's so big!" And for those of you that don't have a mind in the gutter at the moment,
it was too priceless.
And it was definitely very, very
it was funny. Way too funny.
It's one of those times where kids don't realize what the hell they just said.
Yeah, the innocence. I'm probably going to have to cut this out.
I'm actually weird. I'll drive like this.
Yeah, I ain't stupid, Max.
Well, I can see it. It's a little
area. Yeah, I ain't stupid. I'll let the window defog first.
What the hell?
What?
Did you see it says something right here? Jeez.
Yeah, that's where the sales stickers was.
That's fine.
What the hell did Alicia do with a sock that was supposed to absorb moisture? She had this big old sock of, like, crystals that she leaves in here to absorb moisture. It doesn't work now. Hold my head to the side.
I mean, ultimately, everything we're going to say right now will be cut, so...
Yeah, probably.
So loud.
One thing I didn't realize when we bought this is how fucking loud the fans get.
Oh, yeah. I didn't actually even check if our last podcast was actually put up yet.
Yeah, it was put up on Friday, or... Thursday night or Friday morning.
Oh,
just got to get some heat on the engine.
Only if it's nighttime, though. Because then you can see the lights of other cars.
Yeah.
And that way you can at least, the little bit that you can't see, you still have lights of other cars, but...
I just want to know what this thing's going to be like with the snow.
Can you see now?
Hmm?
Can you see?
Can I see what?
Can you see the road now?
Yeah.
And then the fan don't need to be as high as it is?
Well, I turned it to a feet, so my feet pretty cool. I can turn it right all the way up.
No, no, the other one, the fan that with which we're not talking in the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Can be changed. Hey, everyone, we're back again.
Yeah, foggy on the inside. Oh, my gosh. Got a great deal on Eternal Masters box.
Oh, 214?
200 bucks, 214 after tax.
This was a Black Friday sale as well.
Yep,
so.
Black Friday sale at Extreme Games in Lyndhurst, in-store only. It's a great shop. You should definitely go.
And to those people that are wondering if the sale is still there, no, it ain't.
I mean, yeah, it just got over. It's 12 o'clock.
Well, yeah. Well, especially on the fact that these people probably won't even listen to it until about maybe Thursday or Wednesday.
Tuesday. I mean, if you get it to me Sunday, usually it's up by Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
But, I don't know how much is actually going to be heard before, but we had a little kid.
Yeah. Well, no, that's going to be heard before. Okay. That'll be there.
It's so big! And then when we told him how much the deck was, he was afraid to shuffle.
Yeah. Still going to figure out how to play the deck. Oh, they're all your grinding games.
Well, let's see. I grinded some Modern with Marshall. Sucks that he's only going to be around till Tuesday.
Yeah. It is what it is. At least he was around.
Yeah, it was good. Great to see him. It looks like he's doing pretty good for the Marines, so hope the best for him. Then, found out. Yeah, I don't think Tez is as close to as good as we thought it was with the Wasteland package.
No, I don't really actually think I should put... I don't even think I should play Crucible.
I still think you need to have at least one Crucible in there. Or at least in the board.
Yeah. For the Wasteland matchups, but... Yeah, Wasteland kind of got...
I think with having Wastelands and Moxes, it's pinching your mana way too much.
Yeah. I think more or less the... Wastelands, like, they'll get, like, one or two lands, but there's really no point.
Yeah.
Tez doesn't need the land. Doesn't need to hit your lands. I already flipped Lily back out of the deck, but I still haven't been able to test out the Seeker anymore yet, so we'll have to see how that goes.
Yeah. I think he's just too much mana.
Eh, the one more mana, like, doesn't really... Usually I have 5 mana. Like, it's not very uncommon where I hard cast a Batter's Hole.
Yeah.
What did you think of anything I've added to that deck? Was Batter Skull was probably a good plan to add.
Yeah, I think adding the Batter Skull fit perfectly, especially when you can go transmute it.
Yeah. But yeah, once I actually get some playtime with the Seeker, it'll be a different story.
Oh, it's so big!
I mean, I already got all my laughter out while we're still playing our games.
I know. It was funny watching his face when Corey and I walked over and said, yeah, you have the win.
I don't see it.
Here's your sign.
Yeah. I mean, then again, it was also probably his first time ever
It was his first time playing a 60-card deck.
Yeah. The difference of looking at everything at once rather than just what you're doing.
The thing is, I know he's an EDH player, and he's not that good at it.
No.
He's
not focused enough to want to learn.
Yeah, well, he's too young. Way too young to take any competitive Magic seriously.
Yeah. I mean, there are kids young that are like, what? There was, like, a highlight not too long ago where some freaking 16-year-old took down the SCG.
Well, no, he took down the GP.
Yeah.
At Columbus.
That was a 14-year-old that took down an SCG.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are those kids that can learn it. It's just they're few and far between.
Yeah. Which is when you sit down across from a kid, don't always just think you just got this game if you're sitting across from a kid.
I don't ever look at their age. I just look at their... presentation. Like, if he's sitting there shuffling his deck where I can only see his sleeves and he's got that dead stare, I know I'm going to be in for a fight. Yeah. I know I'm playing an experienced player. But, like, at Columbus, when I sat down across from the guy, started talking to him, I see him pull his deck out, he's trying to force his cards through with his hands shaking. I'm like, can I just have a bye? Not to be mean, but this guy's so worked up.
Yeah.
I don't want to... As I said, I 2-0'd that guy like it was no problem. He was playing his price of progresses on his turn. He hit himself for more with a price of progress than he hit me.
Yeah, he didn't have enough seat time with the deck to even want to try to do a GP.
He was way too nervous. And that's why after I got done with it, I sat for, I don't know, 15 minutes, be like, here, calm down. I'll explain some tricks to you.
Which is what I kind of like with GPs and all that. Everyone's all so stressed out and everything. And the moment you get someone that was relaxed, you're just like, oh my god, finally.
But the thing is, most people show up to those events to be competitive. Because they only come around once, twice a year.
Yeah.
And as I say, I go to those events more for the socialization aspect of to be around people who have the same attitude of Legacy is a great format. I don't want it to disappear. I want to be other people around. And, like, that one guy, Mike.
Uh-huh.
And I see him at every event. I talk with him, and you know what? I don't know how I learned his name.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I met him at a Milwaukee SCG and sat down and traded with him to get a foil Girl Charm off of him. Well, I saw him... I think it was at a... Chicago, or it might have been Milwaukee, and he remembered me.
Mm-hmm.
So him and I talked, and he said he was looking for something, so I went to one of my friends and sent him to Mike, and finally remembered, or got Mike's name at Columbus 2 years after meeting him, And now him and I are, every time we see each other, hey, how's it going? What do you need for? What are you looking at? Da-da-da-da-da. Okay. I was hoping to get him from Milwaukee and be able to get his Facebook or something to get a hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of funny, because at Milwaukee, I was getting ready for the 4 o'clock challenge. And Jake's over talking with me. He's like, yeah, I really need this. And I go, go talk to the guy who has the cross eyes over there. Just go up and say, hey, crazy guys, I hear you're looking for this.
Mm.
I get done with my round, and look, Jake's still sitting down with him. And I'm like, so, Jake, find what you need. He's like, oh, yeah, and more. It's like, oh, you recommend come over? I'm like, yeah. I recommend Jake come over here and trade with you guys. You guys are minor grinders. Jake's looking to grind.
Is this place closed? No, it's Walmart. They're open 24 hours. Next door, though.
They have lights on still all the way around.
Yeah, they do, because it's this one over here.
Well, and usually we're here sooner.
Classic Walmart. No one wants to work.
Yep.
Wait, that's every job.
I like working at my job. I just don't like some of the bosses.
Well, we're going to take a pause here.
I don't have time to put it in now.
Yeah. That was the other thing, too, is, like, I just didn't have the time to play Pokemon anymore after I got fired from Walmart.
I mean, I know people who have taken their DS and stuff to work and played it on breaks and crap.
Yeah, then I have my cell phone and all that, where I can actually download that stuff. And or play different games or work on future events and stuff, like game design or decks, deck ideas and all that.
Or porn.
Well, I don't really watch porn at work.
Never forget the first time I know a guy who had a smartphone. He went into the bed, forgot to turn the volume down. All you hear is, shit!
I mean, I know I shut off autocorrect because it started autocorrecting, started autotyping. With autocorrect on, it would autotype porn sites. I'm like, what the hell? It would be like suggested words.
What?
Yeah.
How the hell does that happen? Unless
I don't
you're
know.
Already searching for them.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you search for them on your phone, you search for them on your phone. I was like, it would be like one time searching and it would just start coming up like automatically. I was like, what the hell? And I ain't gonna worry about it. That's why you don't see me do perfect words anymore in text message. So I just never turn that thing on.
Gotta make another stop for gas.
No worries.
I can wait till tomorrow morning.
The other funny story was it too is that one of my buddies at work ended up getting, not really buddies at work, he's one of the older guys. I think he's about, actually older than you, but he went and bought a VR computer and headset.
Oh god.
He went and got a Vive and everything. And going to the fact that I'm bringing this up after the conversation we just had.
Oh boy.
He's like, one because I mentioned a game to him that was like VR accounting. If you ever look it up, it's funny as shit.
You're an accountant?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
If you, no, look it up. You can just watch videos.
I mean, VR. Just from the name, I'm guessing it's like Desert Bus.
No. And I've never played Desert Bus.
Have you seen Desert Bus?
No. I'll have to look it up.
Desert Bus, they actually just got done with a stream that was like a week long. Desert Bus is a video game of you driving a bus across the Arizona desert, dropping people off and picking them up.
Oh, no, it's not that. No,
there's no pausing.
Yeah, God.
And there's no and there's only restart from the beginning.
No, VR accounting is, it starts off with the joke, VR accounting's a new hip thing, you just do that and put on goggles, and you end up being like in a different world than what they let these people that are your bosses put you in. So, like, you end up in the middle of a forest. He goes, oh, no, we don't know how you got redirected to that. But at the same time, some person, some, like, blob pops out of the hole in a tree. It's like, what the fuck are you doing in my world? Why are you in my world? Get the fuck out. You're gonna break shit.
The one game that I thought could would be awesome in virtual reality.
What?
Heavy Rain.
Oh.
I don't know if you ever saw that for PS3.
I've heard about it a lot.
It's a murder mystery. And at one point, a guy puts goggles on and he goes into virtual reality worlds and he tries to link all the evidence together.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever seen Minority Report?
No.
Oh. Well, they have, like, computers with gloves that you can put move stuff around on screen. Mm-hmm. And he does that in virtual reality.
But yeah, my buddy was like, oh, did you go download the game? He's like, nah, I was trying other things. I'm like, oh.
Pornhub 3 virtual reality channel.
Oh, those other things. It's like, yeah, yeah. He was very ecstatic about it. He's like, yeah, even when he gets the stuff they actually have to pay for him, was like, dude, you're wasting your time on that one. It's like, alright, well, you do you. Don't really need to hear about it, though.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Yeah, fun with that. Don't need to tell me the details. I know what you're doing, and that's enough. So, that was another highlight to the work week. I think that was like Tuesday or whatever. No, the Imagine news, because we kind of blew that right through. We're going to games. You want to hear those of it?
Max got me one time.
Yeah.
Well, first we started with, the only ones we really ground was Tez versus Dark Maverick.
Yeah.
Black Which, Maverick.
If I can get the locks in there,
oh yeah,
it can get there, but the thing is, I need each lock, and each one to be locked fully.
The only one that you got me was where you saw the misdirect to stop the abrupt decay.
Well, the only time I actually did get you was when I had Sword of the Meek Thoughts or Foundry in starting hand.
Yeah, but you laid the combo out and were tapped out, and I had the abrupt decay, but you had the misdirection blue card to stop it.
Yeah. But still, it just pointed more to the fact that I just got to drop Wasteland out of the deck.
I mean, it sounded good at first, but I think it's just pinching you too much on mana, especially having Mox Diamonds.
I mean, it probably hedges me better versus the Delver matchup, but at the same time...
But you already have a great Delver matchup being a Chalice.
Yeah. I don't know, I played Painter versus Shardless.
Oh, yeah, against Tristan on Shardless, yeah. That... He just couldn't realize that he needs to abrupt decay on your turn.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the one time, the actual time that he actually saw abrupt decay for an active abrupt decay.
Oh, for a relevant abrupt decay, you mean?
Yeah, for a relevant abrupt decay, I had 6 red blasts, and he wasn't coming back after that one. That and he screwed up some lily piles. He didn't screw it up. No, he did do a fine lily pile by doing all permanents and all lands.
Yeah.
That was one of the lily piles, which is where I actually messed up. The turn prior when I went to Land Tutor, I should have drew the red blast that was sitting on top of my library and let the top disappear when I played the painter.
Yeah.
Because then I could have just then killed Lily, which was what killed me that game. But it was pretty nice to see the freaking smoker scopter doing work.
Cat did kill him in one game.
I know.
He let the welder stay around too long for you to do shenanigans. You're an idiot. You are an absolute idiot for not keeping that welder in check.
Well, I only actively used the welder once, and that was...
No, you used the welder like 4 turns, Max.
No, I only used it actively once.
No, you kept swapping stuff back and forth.
No.
Every time I looked over, a new artifact was on there.
No, I never swapped them back. I only did one time to swap the painter out, and then to swap in the Ensnaring Bridge, and then swap the painter back again. When I knew it didn't have a response. Because I needed to use the bridge to stop his 3 creatures.
mean, it doesn't really matter because...
Yeah, regardless.
Tristan just doesn't know what deck he wants to play. Like, as I say, he's got Charlotte's proxied up right now. Next week he'll have Infect, and then he'll switch to Dredge. And he'll keep switching between those three decks.
Oh, God. I gotta divert him to Dredge instantly.
I mean, you're fine against Dredge.
I know! Any graveyard-based deck, every land-based deck, Banner just has a nice good little heyday. But... if it's any fair matchup, it's actually a game that I gotta play. Then I also slow-rolled the kid turn when the kids at proxied up, in fact. Mm-hmm. I kind of slow-rolled him. I'm like, alright, do you have any effects before damage? He goes, yeah. Invigorate. And then some other one that gets +2/+2 and then landfall for 4/+4/+4. I'm like, cool.
Well.
Yeah, alright, cool, I'll kill you. I'm like, no, I'm going to pitch Sammy Spirit Guide and Red Blast your Blooded Agent.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for getting off my ass. Some guys decided to tailgate me and the deer popped out in front of us. He actually was giving me some space.
But, so yeah, he threw three spells into it and was like, cool, I'll gain 6 life and you just lose all your spells. He ended up still getting me that game because I didn't keep a good land base, but... and then the next turn, I had double Agent Tomb, Painter, Grindstone in hand.
Oh, so you just win on turn 2.
Yeah, I just went turn 2 win. He then realized what the hell the combo was. I explained it to him, like, it's like, all right, cool, Grindstone, he's like, okay, so I put the top 2, and I'm like, yeah, and then you repeat it with the same color. He goes, all right, cool, Invigorate, Inkmon Nexus. I go, all right, repeat, please. He goes, but the
light.
Ikman, this is colorless. I'm like, yeah, no.
Repainter.
Everything's blue. He's like, oh. I'm like, so yeah, please repeat. Oh, then, hey, wait, those are both blue. He's like, oh, okay. That's how I never tell people that's how that works until they're actually actively doing it. But
fucking Jeremy on that EMA box.
Yeah. First pack pulls Foil Mana Crypt.
And Heritage Druid. Then he goes and gets a Force Will, and then he goes and drafts on, does an EMA draft and pulls another Mana Crypt, non-foil. Bullcrap.
Yeah. But no, and then we did our modern. We did Zoo versus my black white deck, which surprisingly went a little bit well. It just sometimes when I needed to draw a kill spell, I drew a land.
I mean,
3 times in a row.
It doesn't help when the 2 games you got me, I draw land. Hmm. Well, I need 3 lands to run that deck, and I can just overrun you because 1 for 1, my creatures are just better than anything you have.
Well. This is true. But ultimately, I have a kill spell for each creature you have. Yeah, for each creature you have, I have a kill spell. But, downside is I need every single one of those kill spells when you have a creature.
Yeah.
That would have been nice the one game that I had saw my Grimma Gangler to be able to actually play it.
I wouldn't worry because I can just overrun it with the Blood Rush. I think we're playing.
This is true, but it's probably my only response. Then, and against Zoo, I couldn't see a single Elishnorn in all our matchups.
I mean, pretty much every game I was holding at least 1, if not 2, Path to Exile because you had no creatures for me to hit.
Yeah, that's actually fair. This is a downside by playing a control deck.
The only time I fired off a path against you was when I wanted to protect my Tireless Tracker.
Yeah, and I had a
you had double. Well, no, you had You had Thalia and then double spirits at one point.
Oh.
And that's why I decided to just get rid of a spirit, and you can jump with one, and I still keep my tracker.
Either way. I don't know, I still don't even have a sideboard for that deck, because, like, you can go more anti-creature-based deck.
Any way you want, really. This is supposedly where AJ works.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool.
Well, the Mattel store is what he told me. So I don't know if it's the factory or this store right here.
Either way. Still a job for him, not too far where he lives.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say it's good for him. Didn't see the second car.
I don't know. Again, you just don't usually drive with brights.
Out on country roads, I always keep them on. Because if you see any glare, it's either a road sign or a creature's eyes. I'll never forget. Years ago, I was riding with Dan from his house on 50 towards Burlington, and we cut South Road to 30 over to 36 through Lyons. Mike was ahead of us in his car with Matt, and Dan and I were behind in his, and we were flying right behind. I mean, we were easily doing 70 on that road.
That's the road that goes right by Grand?
Or no? No, this is further out. You know how you get on Highway 50 and you have that road that turns to take you over by St. Killian's?
Somewhat.
And then you can go straight across, and that's Lyons Road.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting on that, well, we come up overhill, kind of like this, maybe a little bit steeper, and all of a sudden we just see taillights from Mike standing on the brake, puts his car sideways, and Dan stops about an inch from his bumper as there's a deer sitting in the middle of the road. We smelled smoking tires from both cars locking the brakes up. I looked at Dan, I'm like, you're gonna have to wash your seat. He goes, yeah, I'm gonna have to go home and change my underwear.
Yeah. I don't know. I might park some storm now, finally.
I'm still thinking the next round, Storm, Eldrazi, Sneak, and Vance, Deathblade.
Well, again, I still want to switch over to the pack system, but the downside is it's work to make pack system.
Yeah, well, I know. I think just do the decks and not try and make it so you can do expansions and deck changes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's more printing, but it's easier to pick up and play.
Well, at the same time, I still haven't got ink from our, cartridge from our laser printer, so.
Yeah, well, Leisha and I were looking at getting one of the $30 printers on Black Friday. I looked at it like, no, I'm not getting that piece of crap.
Laser or inkjet?
Inkjet.
Ugh, yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
We need one. I'm like, I don't care. We have a great one downstairs. The problem is we're going to do one printing, and then it's going to sit, and the next time we go to print in 6 months, the ink's going to be dry.
That was...
So I told her I'd rather just wait and see if we can get a laser jet.
Yeah.
Get a laser printer, which can actually sit for 6 months at a time between printings.
That's kind of how mine is. I mean, well, actually...
What? I didn't understand you.
That's kind of how mine is.
Yeah, I mean, it works fine. It's just you've been running out of ink.
Yeah, well, I'm out of cartridge. I'm just out of cartridge because I just haven't... It's just finally that time after... What? I think I had the thing... I bought the thing while I was still in doing schooling in Racine.
So that's 2 years?
Yeah.
No, it couldn't be. Last year, was Battle for Zendikar. And you were still doing it then. So about a year. Unless you got it before.
I still have my LZ, too.
Well, last year this time you had the Saab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 years ago. So I haven't replaced the cartridges since I bought the thing 2 years ago.
Have you even looked up the price of cartridges?
Nope. It's probably going to be $100 for all four. Hey.
But, I mean, after 2 years, it's not bad.
Well, yeah, especially on the demo cartridges that come only halfway filled. Yeah, I think it's going to be perfectly okay. And even better, like, if I let my laser printer sit right now, I can print off a full page
before it starts to run out.
And then it'll start running out again. Because I went in and when I printed out Dreddy stacks, the first like 7 pages all had perfect color.
And then you get to the 8th.
And then you get to the 8th and it's just like...
So yeah, you're right at the end of the cartridge.
Yeah. I'll keep going until it finally just prints me out a blank sheet. Yeah, that's kind of how the printer works in my family, too, is it just kind of sits there.
See, and, like, that's what happened with the past two of them that we've had. The one we have now, and then the previous one is, we'd get it, like, I got it, we'd print something right off the bat to use it, and then it'd sit for 6 months, and the next time we go to use it, the ink's out, so we gotta go spend $70 on ink.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't make sense, and like I told Alicia, it's just not worth it. The only reason I keep it around is because it's got the memory slot and... scanner in it.
Yep, that's same with ours. We have a scanner and our inkjet, so that's why it's still sitting there. Doesn't have any ink in it.
But it's a damn good scanner.
It's a scanner, yeah.
I mean, I wish I could find one that has either Wi-Fi or find one with Wi-Fi so I can just hook it up to the router and put it someplace so it's not on my computer.
That's what my laser is.
Have to look online.
I think it was like only like $170 for a laser printer for all colors.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't horrible. With Wi-Fi capability.
Yeah.
My computer is for some reason the only one that can print to it right now. But I think it's only just because of the fact I haven't gone and fixed it for my mother again.
Well, the reason is I want to put it on, just connect it to the router. I don't want it on a computer.
Well, is it, because like it's weird, I don't know.
Because I can...
Actually, my brother can print to it, too. So I don't know what the hell is going on with our mother's computer. It just won't print to it. I don't know if she's got, like, a setting off or something.
Probably.
Because, again, it's all just the way my mother says it doesn't work. But I bet if I sat there and fixed it, it'd probably
not work. Tinkered with her settings, she'd be fine. Tire slip.
Yeah, because when we had an inkjet, every time I went to print, I was either fixing the damn thing or having to tell someone to pick up ink on the way home.
Yeah, I'm just sick of that. So I think I have colored unused right now, but I just don't want to spend $40-$50 on just the black.
And, like, it also goes on the other side, too. If you get a laser printer, then you can print out proxies.
Well...
Well, print out, what?
Stick-ons.
Stick-ons, yeah. Which is always somewhat good. Somewhat good.
Problem is, I'd probably just overdo it and make a ton of...
Yeah.
Tokens and stuff.
Hey, it's one way to pimp out everything.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's actually what I probably should do is find... the stick-on sheets, and instead of trying to print right on the foil, just find print-on sheets and print out my blacked-out full art online lands duels.
Yeah. Well, I've thought about talking to you about just getting, being like, hey, print me off a set of duels so I can throw them in a cube.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't want to put a cube together anymore. put two together, and it's just so much of a hassle.
And then, like, you play for about a couple months, people get bored after the first round.
Yeah, and more people have fun drafting it than they do actually playing it.
Especially when it's a strong cube, where it's duels, cards.
Well, the thing is that if you're building the, like, when I built mine, you pretty much from midway of pack one, were already set in your strategy. It was very hard to move around. That's why I tore it apart and redid it and found that it was too easy to be able to do, like, oh, I'm going to make a reanimator and storm combo deck.
Well, like, with yours, every single time I played it, I always ended up with some reanimator build.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it worked.
There was enough reanimation that two people could be in it. Neither deck was good, or the decks were decent, but when only one person was in reanimator, the deck was almost unbeatable.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't think there was a single time in which I didn't have black and white in my colors.
I don't know why you're color loyal.
Well, it's just because of the cards I saw, like...
I mean, no, every deck you try and do is black-white.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know why. Sure, that guy behind us is drunk as a motherfucker.
Oh, no, that's not surprising at all. So remember the time when we were following someone, and when you went over this side, the other person went to this side. I said, Bob, just keep going over, get over. He's gonna be in the lane. It's nice to see that we got a couple more people trying to play Legacy right now.
It's all about getting the interest in. That's all that my hope was with the Gauntlet, is just to get people playing.
Well, it's nice also too with them, with Tristan and Daniel. They both have every card except for the duels, so...
Yeah.
It's like...
Well, Daniel doesn't have Force Mills.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
He doesn't have everything. He is missing a lot. And his land base, as Jeremy said, needs a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like I told him, I can't play Delver for some reason. I just can't. Like, one, I'm very unlucky. I'm very unlucky with Delver flips. All Delvers just stay Delvers. They never flip things as well.
One game when I was on Death and Taxes, literally he drew 5 instants and forgot to reveal them to flip his Delvers.
Yeah.
And after I killed him, I'm like, were you missing some trigger? He's like, no. I'm like, Delver? And he goes, ah! Yeah, 5 turns in a row there. I'm not going to remind you in the middle of the game. You're going to learn from your mistakes.
Yeah. But no, I just for some reason, cannot have an insect aberration on the battlefield. I can have 3 Delvers. Can't have 3 insect aberrations.
Well, I'll never forget the time Anthony tried to brew up like an Esper countertop Delver deck.
I also tried to do that myself, but...
So bad.
Yeah, the tempo on that, the two different tempos just doesn't work right.
Something else? Quit putting rock music on the openings.
Why?
Because not everybody's into the
thrash
metal.
I mean, I've been trying to do more older metal, the new metal type stuff, like Korn and all the other things.
Put some other stuff on.
I just kind of figured that was going to be our cast music.
Throw a variety on. Put Kesha on or something one of these weeks.
No, God.
Just messing with you. See, if we put Kesha on, we might be able to get Dean to listen to the cast.
One of the things, like, I don't want to do I don't always want to do it with the new hip hop.
No. I mean, you can throw some of the older classics on, but you just can't be doing. I don't want you to do like all rock metal and stuff. Like some of the older Limp Bizkit stuff when they first came out.
Yeah, I was a little bit doing the Bloodhound Gang, Blood Touch, whatever. One of the times. It depends what, like, is going on in the cast. Sometimes I do choose the music to that.
Yeah. So I found out why Tony can't make Kentucky.
Why?
He's getting home from India that night.
Okay.
Yeah, he's being flown out to India to teach people how to do their jobs.
Okay.
I said, wow, it must really suck if you don't feel confident enough to talk over the phone or remote video chat in. He's like, yeah, I talked with the bosses. I tried to explain a few things. Yeah, I told him, just send me. Save some time.
Hmm.
And I said, just make sure you don't bring anything back with you.
That's funny, because it was starting to become the plan to just hop in Tony's car.
Well, no, he said, I think it was last week, that he was completely out after getting told he would have to go out to India.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, up until last week, it was kind of the plan, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know if I'll have the money for it, so...
I'm pretty sure I'm out. Jeremy says he's out, so is Spencer, because they are going to... They're saving for Vegas. Like, yeah, I don't want to go to Vegas now when they have two other conventions happening that same weekend.
Mm-hmm.
EDC and another one. I can't remember.
Well, then it's just Vegas by itself without the conventions.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably looking $800 to $900 a night for a hotel room.
Yeah.
Not. I mean, it seems fun, but just not worth it to me. I'd rather go with my wife for our anniversary.
Mm.
Good night.
All right, see y'all.